Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We appreciate you making time for us, a busy portion of the schedule. We're in the middle of this season, and I'm looking at your squad right now, and I'm looking at the roster and the scores, and this team is off to a pretty good start at 10-4. Coach, what is it that has you off to that 10-win, 4-loss start so far?
Well, I think it's just been, our overall team chemistry this year. We have a lot of guys that, really care about each other. They've really worked hard on, creating the end product. And, we've had a really good start to the year. I believe we're 5-1 against D1 teams, 10-4 overall. We play a very tough schedule, very front-end loaded with away games. And we're looking forward to getting home here in February. And, we're led by some really good players this year. We have Will Aljancic, who's, for a while was leading the county. He's always in the top two, over 20 a game, a junior, Hayden Nigro, a sophomore who's right around 17 a game. And then we have a group of really good seniors and Zach Seaman, Tyler Bolden and AJ Lingenhol, that rounded off. We just have a lot of options. And I think it's tough for teams sometimes to match up with that.
You mentioned the tough schedule and playing a lot of D1 schools early.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're an independent, right, after getting kicked out of the league, whatever you want to call it, a few years ago. Has that helped you in becoming a better team because it's allowed you to play a tougher schedule and you don't worry about a conference championship or no?
Yeah, definitely. I think you hit the nail on the head there. Going back to 6, 7, 8 years ago when we were still in the NBC, we decided to start playing all of our non-league games at D1 and most of those being federal league schools, and they really challenge you. They make you a better team. They make you a better coach. And then we've started, doing better in the tournament. And then once we, did get kicked out of the NBC, then we obviously, amped up our schedule even more. So I think this year we have 11 or 12, D1 opponents. We play in a lot of the classics and, really challenge ourselves. So each and every night, we're playing teams that, probably are, maybe a little above us as far as the level, as far as division. But we believe that that's going to help us in the D2 run that we make at the end of the year.
Coach, 4 losses, 3 of the 4, 1 or 2 possession games, really only one, I guess, blowout loss, you could say.
Right.
And that was most recently at Marlington. What happened in that game, if you don't mind me asking, because I see all the wins and all the other games are 2 or 1 possession losses. What went wrong in that one for you?
Well, it's one of those things that, there's a lot of coaching things that we can look at. But, at the end of the day, they shot the ball really well from 3. I think they were, something like 8 of 20. We were 3 of 15, and they beat us from the free throw line. They beat us from the field goal percentage. And, you can overanalyze things at times, and they shot the ball really well. We didn't. I thought they played a really good game. They're very senior-laden. Nick does a good job with them over there. I know they've been waiting a few years to get this group there, and, I give credit to him. And it was a great crowd and a great atmosphere, and we're going to learn from it. It's one of those things. You go on the road, and we've been pretty successful this year, but they got us and put it to us. We got it down to 2 at half, and tried to make a little run at them, and to their credit, they made the big shots and got the big plays, and we're just going to rebound, and there's really no time for us to feel bad for ourselves because we got Jackson and McKinley this week. So
yeah. Now, I was going to get to those here in a sec, but I want to go back to something you said earlier. Tom Siegfried, our guest head coach at Louisville boys basketball team, off to a 10-4 start. You mentioned a lot of road games, and you've got some home games coming up. It's always nice to play at home, right, for the fans, especially the seniors and everything like that. But with the tournament, a lot of the games being at neutral site situations, how important is it to get your team to play as many road games as possible and also win games on the road away from the friendly confines of your home gym?
Yeah, we talk about being road tough, and you're absolutely right. You know, it's nice to play at home. It's nice to have those big student sections and big crowds, which we're really well supported at home. Our crowds have been tremendous. Our student section's been great. But when you go on the road, it's that tournament atmosphere. And we talk a lot about, you know, this is a district championship type game. You know, when we played North Canton Hoover at Hoover, you know, came down to the last possession. That's a game that got us better for the tournament. And, you know, we're just looking forward to more of those challenges here coming up. Obviously, a big one tomorrow night against Jackson. We also have one later on in the year against Central and a couple more D1 games in Maslin and Lake as we round things out. But could be more proud of this team. You know, a lot of new faces, some faces that you'd recognize, but they've really come together well, anywhere from freshman through senior. And I think our best basketball is going to be coming here in February.
All right, so we've got the game tomorrow night, Tuesday night, January 25th, 7:30. You're going to be at Jackson. The Polar Bears playing a tough schedule as well. They're 8-5. They're coming off a loss. You're coming off a loss. What do you see on film from Jackson that's going to provide a major challenge for your squad tomorrow night?
Well, I think they're, you know, kind of the same as us. They have a lot of weapons. It's not a team you can go in and say, take this guy out or that guy out. They have a lot of guys that can beat you in a number of ways. They got, I believe, three All-Ohio guards from last year. Obviously, James and Sullivan from Jackson, and then J.J. Vaughn coming over from Lake. And then you got a presence inside with Jovan and Wolpert. And then a bench, I think they stay pretty strong when the bench comes in. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us to play on that type of court. They've had a lot of success. In that type of program, Coach Dubevic does a good job, but you know, we think we're up for it. We're a pretty big team too, and I think we match up with them pretty well. It's just going to come down to doing the little things, taking care of the ball. Federal League basketball is always very, very strong. It's always very physical, and we hope that some of these games we played early in the year against Perry and North Canton Hoover will help us as we get down the stretch.
What is it that you guys are doing right when you're playing your best basketball? And looking at some of these scores, you blew out Canton South, had a nice win, New Philadelphia. So when you're going well with your squad, what stands out?
I think it's just the idea of getting great shots over good shots. We talk a lot about that. You know, when you're offensive-minded, which we are, you can get good shots pretty much, you know, most times down the floor. But getting great shots is something that, you know, is something we've really tried to stress as a staff. And then on top of that, you know, I've always been a defensive guy. And, you know, we've gone, you know, I don't know what, 9-10 years now with you know, winning records, averaging about 15, 16 wins a year. And it all comes down to defense. And you brought up tournament earlier. You know, really, to win a tournament game, a district final, it comes about getting those big stops down the stretch. And, you know, that's what we've really been focused on. You know, you revert back to the New Philly game. Great defensive effort. You go back to the North Canton game, great defensive effort. And that's what wins you games. And the offense, you know, brings the fans in, but the defense wins you championships.
I want to go back to your defense philosophy, Coach. And I remember when my son played at Medina, Keith Soy was a head coach at Medina, outstanding head coach, right? He was an assistant at the time helping out and, you know, taught me a lot about the high school game and helped my son, right? And the one thing he told my son before a playoff game, he said, look, don't worry about your offense. Your offense will come. Defense travels. The shot may not. So play defense first and worry about the offense second. Are you of that same belief that the defense, regardless of the gym, will travel? And if you play defense, it's always going to keep you in the game?
100%. That's, you know, I grew up playing at Alliance in the Federal League. We won back-to-back Federal League titles. You know, in the Federal League back in those days, you know, you were games in the low 40s. And, you know, every possession mattered. And we tried to instill that in our kids. And, you know, you're not going to have your shot every night. You're not going to get great looks every night. But you can affect the game on the other side of the floor. And we've really lived by that. Defense can keep you in games even when you're not playing very well offensively. And, you know, I think that's been our staple as we've moved through the years.
Yeah, and defense can lead to offense, get you easy baskets at the other end, as well as, you know, rebounding on a missed shot. Those, you know, fundamental things matter, especially in big games like your one tomorrow night here on WHBC against Jackson. And then you got to turn around and play McKinley right after that, Coach. But at least that one's at home for you, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, when that all came down last year, our AD said, you know, are you sure you want to do this? And, you know, we don't shy away. I mean, that's just, you know, for the last 6-8 years, you know, we built this resume of playing the Hoovers and playing the Ignatius, playing McKinley, playing Jackson. And that's just what we do, you know. And I feel like at least when you leave the year, you know where you stand in the county. You don't have to guess. Well, we did pretty well D2, but we didn't play the big dogs in the county. So this is what we do, and we knew going in this was going to be a grinding week. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's going to show us where we're at as a program and maybe show us what we need to fix before we make our tournament run.
All right, before we let you go, Coach, everybody we've had on this year, because LeBron brought it up, you know, in California, I guess they have a shot clock in high school basketball, and he said he would love to see a high school shot clock in the state of Ohio. So every coach that's on, we're asking, are you for a shot clock or would you, you know, vote against a shot clock? Where, in your opinion, where does Tom Siegfried stand on that?
I definitely think it's time to have a shot clock. And most people bring up the idea of having a shot clock so people can't hold the ball. It's not necessarily that for me. I believe that when a team holds the ball, there's something defensively you can do to make them not hold the ball. It goes both ways. But I think that the shot clock just allows the game to be played at a more fluid pace, which I think kids want to play in nowadays. And I think it adds an element of coaching late in a game. You know, there's a minute to go in a game, you're down a possession, you can way of getting the ball back. Kids really play hard to know that there is some way of getting the ball back, that you don't have to run and chase and double and do things that really aren't fundamentally sound. And I think it creates that concept as well. You know, in practice, you can teach to 35, 40 seconds of playing defense. You don't have to play a defensive possession for 2 minutes. That's just not very likely when you move on to the next level. So, yeah, I definitely would be in favor of it, and I think you're going to see that come sooner than later.
I was going to say, is it on the table with the OHSAA? Have you guys discussed it? Has it been voted on, or does it need to be put on the table?
See, at the beginning of the year, I heard it was a done deal, that they had voted on it, and it was going in place next year. This year, they added the running clock with the point total. And I heard that it was ready to go in next year, but then I don't know, about halfway through the season, I heard it had to be approved by a different group. I'm not familiar with how that all plays out. But I definitely think it's something that most coaches, would love to see. And you know, I think it creates a better element to the game and makes it a little bit more, validated at the high school level.
I know as a fan, I'm hoping for it, and we'll see
Absolutely.
If that gets put into play next year. So we'll wait and worry about that next year. You've got Jackson to worry about this week, and we'll have it for everybody tomorrow night right here on WHBC. Tom, thanks for making time for us. Continued success, not only tomorrow, but throughout the rest of the season, and into the playoffs.
Thank you for having me on, and go Lubs.